Something you've been working on for some time. I guess maybe just tell us how the whole deal went down.
Well, it's like a lot of deals. You grind away at it, and he's certainly a guy that we've had our eye on for a while. At the end of the day, you pay a price. You got to give to get, and you hate you hate paying the price. But we looked at a lot of things. We looked at the makeup of our team, where he fits. He's a right shot. We think he fits in real good with our team. The coaches will figure out exactly where, but we had long talks. I think if you slide him in on there with a Brody situation, I like the looks of the top four. He moves pucks. He's a character kid. You know, he's got some bite to him. I think he's going to fit good with us, and we came together.
Brad, how do you feel like your top four stacks up with some of the others in the West now? And how much does it mean to have all four of those guys locked down for 3 years now?
Well, that's what it was. I mean, we like it on paper. At the end of the day, it's like a lot of things. We're a long way. Paper and reality are always two different things, but we like how it looks. And I think that the skill set, too, if you look at the three guys there with Brody and Hamilton and Gio, they move pucks. And Travis does too, but I think he brings a little edge. I think there's some versatility in the group now. There's some he checks a lot of boxes for us. And again, I've said it for a while. I think you build up through the middle. You know, I like this to me solidifies our defense. I like our center ice position, and there's depth there, and we'll keep tweaking at it. But I like the looks of that defense.
Brad, this is the second time in 3 years you've made a significant deal to add on the back end. Is that just an indication of how valuable and scarce that position is?
Yeah, they're hard to come by. I think our scouts have done a real good job of replenishing the cupboard on the reserve list. I think we've got some young kids coming. It allows them to progress and develop at their own timeline. But you can never have enough defensemen. You can never have enough top defensemen. And, you know, I like that there's term on the contract. It gives you certainty financially. He fits in age group with us. And again, we've made two deals over the last couple of years, and we've given up some assets for it. They don't come around. People aren't just begging to take them away from you. So you have to give to get. But at the end of the day, we think the price made sense for us.
What does this mean? Team up north of yours, it's become a bit of an arms race now between the two of you. They've got a goalie, you found your goalie, they got some forwards, your defense is really strong. Is it fun to be part of that again, and do you have to get past that team if you're going anywhere, I suppose?
Yeah, no question. It's fun when I think both teams are obviously progressing in the right way. We know, I look at that team and I think that's a team on the come. And I think in this league, too, the way we look at it is I think we've got two pairs now that the flexibility gives your coaches, especially on the road when you don't necessarily have control of matchups. I think we've got two pairs out there that, you know, can play against anybody, and that's a big asset. We saw it, you know, wasn't that long ago. We were watching Nashville, and I think that defense group carried that team. It's a good team. But you got to be able to match up. Edmonton's a heck of a club, but there's a lot of good teams in the West, and we're trying to make our team better. We think we did today.
Brad, what does this mean for Michael Stone now?
We're still working away at it. We're still working away at our team. So Stoney, yeah, Stoney came in and was a good fit for us. We've got some picks to make today. We'll keep working to see if we can make our team better. You know, this is the time when you build your team, but we don't, unless they change the schedule, we don't play tomorrow. So we got some time to keep working at it, and we're going to try to make ourselves better.
Is he going to play with Brody? Would you like to see him play with Brody?
We'll leave that to the coaches. Obviously, we've had discussion. You know, we don't do these things in a vacuum. I think there's a real, I think that there's a fit there. We'll see. But I think, obviously, that's a natural fit for now.
Is this a move you make without the depth you have right now at your reserve list with the success you've had in the last two or three drafts?
Well, yeah, I'm for a guy who says I hate giving up picks, I've given up a lot of picks, but I think it's done when you look at it each position outside of the NHL. So we've been able to, I think we've got some good goaltender depth. I think we've got good defense depth on our reserve list. You know, we've got a lot of young, our forward group, we've got some depth on the wings. We've added a Curtis Lazar, Mark Jankowski, depth in the middle. That's probably the forward group now as we look forward that you add to, but a lot of our forwards in the league are young forwards. So, like I said, you have to give to get. We got a 26, soon to be 27-year-old defenseman with term on his contract that we think fits at a real good number. We thought it made sense.
With the cap space remaining, does this force you guys to go young in some other positions, or do you think you have some flexibility in what you need to do?
I think we got flexibility. I don't think it forces us anything. I think we've got some young players. What it allows us to do is to let young players develop at the rate that they need to develop at, and when they get to the point of being able to be ready to play in the NHL and help us win, they'll be able to come. You don't have to force feed anybody in the lineup.